May 22, 1902. The Most Holy Virgin incites Jesus to make Louisa suffer. As I was in my usual state, blessed Jesus was not coming. Oh, how much I had to suffer, and how much nonsense I spoke. It is useless to say it. Then, after I tired myself well, I felt someone near me, but I could not see his face. I stretched out my hand to find him, and I found him, feigned, with his head leaning on my shoulder. I looked at him and I recognized my sweet Jesus. It seemed to me that he had fainted because of the so much nonsense I had spoken. Then, as soon as I saw him come around, I don't know how much more nonsense I wanted to tell him, but Jesus said to me, keep quiet, do not say anything else, otherwise you cause me to faint. Your silence will make me gain vigor, and so I will at least be able to kiss you, embrace you and make you content. So I remained in silence, and we kissed each other many times, and Jesus made me many shows of love. But I am unable to explain it. After this, I found myself outside of myself, and I kept looking for the beloved of my soul. Not finding him, I raised my eyes to the heavens. Who knows, I might find him again, and I saw the Queen Mother and Jesus Christ with his back turned to her, contending with each other. He did not want to listen to his mother, this is why he was giving his back, all full of fury. And it seemed that the fire of his indignation was coming out of his mouth. I only understood that on that day our Lord wanted to destroy everything which served as nourishment of man with the fire of his indignation. But the Most Holy Virgin did not want it, and Jesus was saying, but, on whom can I give vent to this burning fire of my indignation? And the mother said, there is someone on whom you can give vent to it, pointing at me. Don't you see how she is always ready for our volitions? On hearing this, Jesus turned to his mother, as if they had concorded together. They called the angels, giving to each of them a spark of that fire which was coming out of Jesus Christ, and the angels brought them to me, placing one in my mouth, and the others on my hands, on my feet and on my heart. I suffered, I felt myself being devoured, embittered, by that fire, but I felt resigned to suffering anything. Blessed Jesus and his mother were spectators of my sufferings, and Jesus seemed to be somehow pacified. At that moment, I found myself inside myself and the confessor was about to call me to obedience as usual, when, all of a sudden, instead of calling me to obedience, he placed the intention of having me suffer the crucifixion. Jesus concurred by sharing his pains with me. It seemed that the confessor completed the work started by the Queen Mother. May everything be for the glory of God, and may he be always blessed.